Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guess what? It's Forgive Me Friday.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Baby, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
I'm sorry, Wilson. I'm sorry.
You know, somebody made that. A listener of ours made that. You know what's funny, too, is my phone just started ringing, and I was going to pick it up. I can't pick it up. That's rude. But I thought I could pick it up and then go, forgive me. It's forgive me. You can do whatever you want. Right. Like right now, I can hit Rich and go, forgive me.
Oh,
hey,
no,
forgive me Friday. Gonna... Kyle, you can spit in my face and go, forgive me.
And I'd
be like,
do
it again.
Who would not do that?
Anyways, Forgive Me Friday. We started this last week, and I honestly, it's been very well received. So Veronica is going to participate in Forgive Me Friday. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
So this is the way it works. Well, what happened? Did I say something wrong? What did I say? Forgive me.
You said, forgive me.
Forgive me. What? Sometimes I'm hoping the show gets syndicated in the Bronx. Forgive Me Friday.
That's different. That's Forget About It Friday.
Anyway, Veronica.
Yeah, sorry.
We've only done this one other time, so you know you can still lead the path. But the concept is there somebody in your life you want to forgive or you need to forgive? Or you want them to forgive you? It could go either way. Is what I'm saying.
Yes, all the options.
Yeah, they all work.
What's your story?
So I want to apologize to an old friend of mine, Josie. We had so much fun together, and I still feel so bad about what happened between us.
Oh, you want to apologize? Well,
we
need to have Apology Monday.
That's what we did last time.
Apologize?
Yes. Mm. We're encouraging people to apologize, you know?
There's too many different. There's
sorry, many, asking for forgiveness. It all kind of goes together.
Good. There's just too many different words for forgive. It's like a thesaurus Thursday.
Too many synonyms.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing this on Saturday?
Yeah, it's just too much. All right. So you want to apologize to Josie for something. And we don't know, right? We're not going to ask her what it is. I forget.
No.
Oh, we are going to know. Oh, we do want to know. Oh, Peyton says we want to know.
Okay.
Because that's what I was like. What happened?
What
ended the friendship?
Okay, so we met a few years ago. We went to cosmetology school together. And at the time, I was 19 and she was 22. And so I was 19, but a lot of my friends were already 21. So like, all I wanted to do ever was go out with them, you know. And I asked Josie if I could use her ID because we sort of look alike. Like, we're the same height. We have similar body type, same hair color, blah, blah, blah. So I figured, like, it would be no problem if I used her ID. And it worked, but I ended up getting way too drunk, and this is embarrassing, but I ended up getting a DUI. And when I got arrested, obviously there was alcohol in my system, but they also found cocaine in my system. And so, of course, I freaked out, and I had her ID instead of my own, and I used it. Like, that's the one I gave to them. Yeah, it was horrible. And so I called her. I was freaking out. And I told her what happened. And she was, of course, like, so pissed off. And of course, we haven't really talked since then.
Because that's on her record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, so it never got discovered that it was you? Like, you were...
Well, I eventually did come clean to them. Like, sometime later, I went back and gave them my own ID and explained, but that was after I told her everything. Like, she was already so upset. So whenever I see her out now, she just, like, totally avoids me. And I just want to say that I'm so, so sorry to her.
I wonder if that at all was ever on her record,
right.
And then had to get it off her record. And I wonder if that's like legal fees and all kinds of stuff.
Gotta
get that taken off your record.
It's got to be a mess.
That is nutso, man. Wow.
How much time has passed? Because I feel like, you know, if it's even close to still being fresh or still affecting her, I'm not sure she's going to enjoy this call.
Yeah, this was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Well, so what about you since then? Are you now a cosmetologist? Are you doing hair? Are you doing nails?
Yeah, I am, and life is a lot easier. Obviously, now I'm 21, so no more drama around that.
Okay, so we're going to get her on the phone, and then you're going to apologize to her.
Have you tried, or are you blocked from everything, or is she just ignoring you?
Yeah. She definitely doesn't want to talk to me. I have tried to reach out to her, but she's not into it.
What if that like prevented her from, you know, I remember my mom went to cosmetology school, and I remember all the big thing was, you know, passing the estate boards. The estate board. So like if she has a record, you know, like the estate board is like, sorry, but we'll find out. Okay, Veronica, hold on the line. We'll get Josie on, and Forgive Me Friday continues next with John Jane Rich. Is it too late now to
say sorry? John Jane Rich.
It's John Jane Rich. We're in the middle of a new segment called Forgive Me Friday. Is it too late now to say sorry? Veronica wants to apologize to her friend Josie. They were in cosmetology school together. Veronica was under the age of 21. They kind of looked like she borrowed her ID. They went to the club. She got wasted. She ended up getting a DUI. She got pulled over. They found alcohol and cocaine in her system. Yikes. And she ended up giving the police the fake ID, which they bought it, caused some problems. Eventually, she cleared it all up, but she hasn't really spoken or apologized to Josie, and it's been a couple years. So, are you ready, Veronica?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get her on.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Josie.
Yeah, this is Josie. Who is this?
Hi, Josie. Good morning. This is the John Jane Rich radio show. We were actually calling because we want to put you on air with us for a second so we can talk.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm interested to see what this is about.
Well, we started this segment last week. We're testing it out last week on our show. And quite frankly, the response has been like so positive, we decided to do it again. So, the segment is called, for now, Forgive Me Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, the way it works is somebody calls and they want to apologize to somebody in their life. And why we have you on the line is because there's somebody in your life that wants to apologize to you.
Wow. I'm trying to think of, you know, what this could be about, but I'm genuinely curious.
Well, first, when I said Forgive Me Friday, I thought maybe you thought it was a customer of yours that wants you to apologize to them for the haircut or something, huh? But no.
I was scared for a Josie. Second, for sure.
No, maybe it was some extensions that went wrong, or maybe it was something.
Hair dye.
Or, yeah. Or something that, no, that's not what it is. No. No, it's somebody that wants to apologize to you for something that's happened. So we talked to them. We heard their part of the story, and we're like, okay, we can do this. So if you're willing to go on there with us, we can patch her through to you, and she would like to speak to you, if that's okay.
Sure. I mean, I can't really say no to that.
You can just hang out. And then it'll probably be the end of the segment. We won't do it next Friday.
No, someone wants to apologize. I'll for sure hear it out.
Okay, so should we tell her who it is or just bring the person up? Yeah,
I don't know.
Just let her go?
I feel like just let her go.
Yeah,
and not even tell her who it is even when it's over.
She has to figure it out.
All right. So, Josie, we're just going to bring the person up and you guys can start talking. So, whenever you want, Forgive Me Friday to start, you can go ahead and start talking.
Hey, Josie, it's Veronica. Oh, hey. Yeah, okay.
Hi. I just wanted to reach out to you, and I just wanted to say how sorry I am about everything that happened with your ID. When I got my DUI, I feel so, so bad about it, and I really hope you can forgive me and we can just be cool again like we used to be. I wish I'd never involved you in that whole mess, and I'm so, so sorry. It was for sure. It was definitely messy. And it took a long time to, like, you know, get things resolved and to get the DUI off my record because, you know, that's like, it's not a speeding ticket. It was kind of a serious offense. But enough time has passed and everything did turn out being okay. So I'm really, honestly, I just kind of moved on. So I appreciate you calling for sure. But yeah, it sucked.
I'm really glad to hear you say that. I feel terrible. I think about it all the time because we were so close. Like, you were one of my best friends, and I just want things to be, you know, I want things to be okay between us.
Yeah. As far as, like, the best friends thing goes, I mean, it definitely took you a while to go to the police and, like, give them your ID, which I know is scary and, like, you know, it's not easy for you either, but I appreciate you calling and I appreciate you getting it handled. I 100% forgive you. I thank you for doing this, I guess, especially if you've been thinking about it.
I'm so, so happy to hear you say that. I know we haven't talked, but I ended up telling them that I, like, found your ID, that I didn't even know who you were. So I tried to, like, you know, completely remove you from the story. And then I really miss you. And I just am so glad that you're not yelling at me right now.
Yeah. I mean, I would, you know, about a year and a half ago, it would have been a different story. But no, yeah. We were both young. And, you know, I really shouldn't have, like, given you my ID. Like, that wasn't, like, the smartest thing to do either. Like, you have to know that, like, things can happen, and, like, obviously that's kind of worst case scenario, but I don't know if I'm, like, in, you know, I'm not in a place to, like, you know, like, be best friends or anything, but, like, we can follow each other on Instagram or whatever, and, like, if I see you out, like, obviously, like, we can say hi and, like, you know, catch up, but, you know, I've just, like, moved on and just living my life, and I'm, you know, hope you're doing okay, and I appreciate this a lot. Thank you.
Thanks for hearing me out.
It's good.
There was another thing that Veronica was uncomfortable to say, but I was going to pitch it to you. Would you at all, Josie, be interested in, I'm just going to throw the name out there and you can piece it together, but the Virgo Salon and Nails. Teamwork.
You know, that's a big step. first of all, maybe would reconsider the name.
I
agree. Things happen organically, you know. I'm obviously not discrediting anything, but it's a little intense.
Virgo Salon Nails and Fake IDs. And vapes.
And vapes.
I would go.
I see a future partnership here. You guys overcome big obstacles. I mean, what are the chances of her screwing you over again? You know what I mean? That's a pretty big screw over. After doing that, and you know the story behind it, that seems like that's someone that you can now trust after that. And then, you know, be like, man, this person screwed me over big time. They're not going to do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do it again. Yeah. Like, I should have known.
But why would they do it again? Because it
that's
wasn't
a positive attitude.
You know what I mean? Be like, oh, man.
Yeah. How does it feel, Veronica, to just, like, be able to apologize and her accept your apology?
I feel so much better. It's like, I mean, I haven't thought about it nonstop, but, like, I've thought about it a lot for, you know, the past 2 years. So I feel like a weight has been lifted for sure.
And did you stop doing cocaine, Veronica?
Yes, I did. Not worth it. Not worth it.
All right. Hey.
Well, good. This is so cute. I'm so glad. There's been healing.
All right, you guys. So thank you for participating. You. That's Forgive Me Friday. Is it too late now to say sorry? Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. I'm sorry, Wilson. I'm sorry. With John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
So Rich sent this story over yesterday in an email. And I don't know if you heard the audio. Have you heard the audio of the guy that was living in the house with a boyfriend?
No, I haven't heard the audio. I just read the story.
This is a weird love triangle. It's out of Criola, Alabama. Tracy Reeves was secretly letting her boyfriend, Michael, live in her house, the same house she lives in with her husband. She let her boyfriend live in there with her husband. He lived in there for a year without the husband knowing. Mm-hmm. On Sunday night, shots rang out when the husband caught the boyfriend, thought he was an intruder. Turns out that the wife and the boyfriend were on meth for a long time, so there's meth behind it all.
No.
Now, this is a shocked neighbor and the sheriff talking. Now, I've listened to this a couple times, and I can't, it's not about the story anymore for me. It's about the Alabama accent.
And we saw him bring out the suspect and the other man that was shot. And they both seemed to be okay. They weren't saying much. In fact, the suspect did not say a word. He looked like he was way out of it. My wife and I have lived here for 13 years. Never, ever saw anything going like this.
It was just a very odd scene to have to work with something that I haven't seen that particular type of case in 30-plus years.
It was crazy. We were just in there, and, you know, this guy just showed up out of nowhere. Turns out he's been living there for an entire year.
That's all I can get out of that whole story. I was just like, and he seems like such a, like, I would hire that guy to do voiceovers for Disney commercials or Disney movies.
Yeah, he'd be good for a jelly commercial.
Yeah, sounds like if they redo, what is that, you know, the Bear Necessities.
Jungle Book?
Bear Necessities. Yeah,
that's the weirdest story, though, too, because, like, the guy got shot because the wife's like, I think that's an intruder, but she knew it was her boyfriend.
She's like, I can't get caught. I'm going to throw you under the bus. He's going to shoot you.
If you get shot, you get shot.
Be aware.
John Jane Rich.
John Jane Rich.
All right, what's the vibe for horoscopes, Suzette?
Okay, so there's a full moon on Sunday. That's also a blue moon, and I guess this is going to affect you according to your horoscope sign. It's ready to mess up your routine, according to this. And it's going to be kicking off Virgo season again. So apparently, that's very common with Virgo season. It's always kicked off with a full moon.
Is Virgo season Monday?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, okay. All right. Let's go to November. She's a Taurus. Hello, November.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, November. All right. So for Taurus, it says here that you might feel the urge to review your personal beliefs under the full moon on Sunday. Now's the time to take a look at where you've been, where you're headed. Be prepared for some changes that's going to disrupt the big picture for you, since Taurus is one of those signs that just doesn't do very well with changes. But embrace all the changes within yourself.
Okay, yeah, we don't like change at all. Hey, Suzette, my son wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
Here, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
He didn't want to say anything.
And that's all.
How cute. That was so sweet.
He wanted to tell you you look like a princess. He's like, she looks like a princess.
Aw, thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
He's 37 years old.
He just had his 5th birthday, guys.
Okay.
We'll try.
What a cutie. All right,
bye, November.
Bye.
Shanae.
Hey, good morning. Ezra sounds so cute. Hi.
I know. All right, Shanae. So for Geminis, let's talk about this Sunday with the full moon, how the full moon is going to affect you. Yeah, now's the time, it says here, to sharpen up your problem-solving skills. The full moon will bring out your impulses, habits, and secrets. You might fall short on how you communicate, so definitely be aware of that. Also know that your view of the world is expanding, so make sure you go with it.
Oh, boy. It's going to bring out my secrets, honey. Mm-hmm. That's going to... Okay.
Be a little scary.
Hey, well, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, just
I'm gonna go with it. I'm sharpening up my skills. We need to. Hey, John Jay, I think you need to sharpen up your communication skills too.
Why?
You just do a heart, smiley face. That's it.
And a thumbs up.
Oh, you mean
right?
A DM? Yeah, what am I supposed to say?
I don't know. It's all good. I'm pretty sure we have some things to work on. It's all right.
All right.
We have to embrace them. Embrace them.
Go with it.
All right, Shanae.
Right. Have a good one.
All right, bye. All right, Riley. Hello, Riley, Aquarius.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Riley. All right, so for Aquarius, during the full moon on Sunday, you might have some internal struggles. So on one hand, you're set in your ways. On the other hand, you might fight for progressive change. So figure out a way to find a healthy balance between the two. The full moon will grant you access to be a better team player, too.
Well, I might be going to the Renaissance Fair on Sunday, so we'll see.
Oh, there you go.
It's right. Back.
Turkey leg.
Yum.
Yeah.
Well, have fun, Riley.
Thank you.
All right, now, John Jay, for Virgos, you're definitely encouraged to work harder than ever during the full moon. Also, you have to free yourself from the unrealistic standards that you set. Your eye for detail usually takes you to great heights, but you'll be reminded that not everything is going to go as planned. So it's going to disrupt your routine a little bit. Learn to let the flow just take you on an adventure.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
That's my motto.
The words are going with the flow.
There's no way.
We hear you say it a lot. Yeah, we hear you say go with the flow.
Go with the flow, everybody.
But does that
go
mean
with
we go with
your flow?
Your flow.
Okay. That's a little different.
Okay. Whatever, man. Go with the flow. And then, why are you sitting over there?
Probably not the best way to kick off your season, but it's all right. Just go with it. Just go with it, man. That's what it's about. Just go with it. Kyle, for Libras, it says here to get that bubble bath ready and light some candles. You're in for some sexy self-exploration during this full moon.
Yay!
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I mean, you have to, it says here that take care of yourself. You have to focus on focusing on your genuine self and just, it's going to bring romance into your life and to spend time with friends and those you love.
In the tub?
Get that bubble bath ready. Who's in?
Wherever she wants to bring them.
Okay.
Rich, for Pisces, during the full moon on Sunday, you've been inspired to dream without limits. And now it's time to get real about how to achieve them. So stop asking yourself, what about this? What if? Just aim for more and make sure that you make a plan for it.
Making a plan, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part for you, Pisces.
That's right.
Yes. And for Capricorns, during the full moon, everyone's going to have a baby. I'm just kidding.
Everybody, you get a baby.
You get a baby. For Capricorn, it says you might find yourself intimidated by the tug of war of comfort and adventure. So kind of like Aquarius, seeing things differently might be challenging, but try having a balance between the two. Use the full moon to reflect on your spending habits and keep track on how you extend your labor physically and mentally.
All right, so if we didn't get to your horoscope, it's posted at johnjayandrich.com. Kyle, what do we need to know today? What are you working on?
This is not a sci-fi movie. The robots are here. The robots. You heard that right. I'll explain next with John Jay and Rich.
While you're going through your Insta, make sure we're in your feed. Find out what's up at John Jay and Rich.
All right, Kyle, what do we need to know?
Little bit of a backfire here. It turns out those plastic barriers that were put up at, you know, like the grocery store or wherever, other windows across America during the pandemic to help stop the spread of COVID-19 may actually be doing the opposite. One study found those plastic screens around desks in classrooms and grocery stores was actually linked to increased transmission of COVID-19.
Oops.
Maybe people are touching it too much and they're not cleaning it enough. Who knows? Probably saw this all over social media yesterday. OnlyFans announced they will be banning pornography this fall.
What?
That is going to hit the bank account of many people who have been posting stuff, explicit things, and making money off of it. The ban on sexually explicit content is going in effect October 1st. They say outside pressure is to blame if you're upset about this. OnlyFans is like, don't blame us. Like, our money people are the ones that made us do it. They're making this change to get in line with requests from their banking partners and payout providers. In any case,
do you remember I told you they came to me to do a family version of OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's what I met with them for, the corporate guys.
Yeah.
A free, they want to be like Instagram.
It's kind of like, this is what you've turned into.
Right.
But some people are already trying to find the loopholes of it. There may be things in the acceptable use policy that you can wiggle around for nudity because they say sexually explicit. So people are using those terms and going, how can we get around this?
Right.
We'll see. This to me is like, It's like here. It's really happening. The guy who invented the Tesla is now introducing an actual humanoid robot. This thing looks like everything you've seen in all of the bad sci-fi movies, and he knows it. So when Elon Musk was announcing what this robot was all about, he acknowledged that some people may be a little on edge or worried about it.
It's intended to be friendly, of course, navigate through a world built for humans and eliminate dangerous, repetitive, and boring tasks. We're setting it such that it is, at a mechanical level, at a physical level, you can run away from it. and most likely overpower it. Wow. It's around 5'8", has sort of a screen where the head is for useful information, but it's otherwise basically got the autopilot system in it, so it's got cameras, got 8 cameras, full self-driving computer, and making use of all of the same tools that we use in the car.
Okay.
Didn't say a price, didn't say how much it would be sold for or even when, but he did say physical work will be a choice in the future because of his robot.
I don't know, man. I was watching some video of this robot and it was doing parkour stuff, like jumping across tables. No way you could outrun that robot. That robot is a badass Olympian.
And just wait to where it'll be 20 years from now. That's going to be amazing.
I know.
That's scary.
Yeah. And then at the end, he was like, we hope this does not feature in a dystopian sci-fi movie. But it's like, you're making it happen.
I mean, you think about when they brought the iPhone out in 2004, or the iPhone. It was like, wow, look at this iPhone. Now look what the iPhone can do now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, man, just think what this robot can do.
They're going to evolve. We've seen it in all
the
movies.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, look at
that. That's not awesome. That's really scary.
Look at everything the iPhone killed, like cameras, you know, a bazillion different businesses. People, sure.
The camera did. Anywho, that's coming from Elon Musk. And he actually showed his prototype and said an official prototype will be released, hopefully by next year. And that's 3 things you need to know.
John Jay and Rich.
Stacks and Hacks, let's go.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. John Jay and Rich.
I don't know what happened this morning with my allergies. So as I go over some of these stacks and hacks, my eyes are watering, my nose is congested.
Congealed.
According to a new survey, the average American only gets 13 truly pain-free days every year.
What?
That's less than 4% of days. 48% of people say it's hard to believe they'll ever have another pain-free day.
That's terrible.
So sad.
I know.
Aww.
Attractive people tend to get hired more often. But a new study found there's a trick that evens the playing field. And I see Rich do this all the time. Well done, Rich.
I have to even the playing field. I got to use whatever I got.
The more powerful and confident you are, the more likely you are to get hired. The one thing that helps people is the power stance. And when I tell you the stance, you see Rich do it all the time. With your hands on your hips and your chest out like Superman.
Okay.
Except with a terrible slouch.
A 52-year-old guy in Tennessee got arrested for indecent exposure on Wednesday after he got naked, hopped on a log, and floated 10 miles down a river while singing God Bless the USA. You feel like your socializing skills are rusty due to the pandemic, here are some tips on how to be better at small talk. You need to assume that people want to talk to you. You need to put your phone away and give that person your full attention. And don't bombard them with questions because nobody likes feeling like they're being interrogated. Man in Florida was charged with armed robbery after trying to steal a Snickers from a convenience store on Tuesday. He pulled out a knife and he told the clerk, "Don't make me do something stupid for a Snickers bar." Man in Kansas City stole a car and led police on a chase so he could make it to his court appearance on time, and he did not make it. McDonald's is testing a chocolate caramel pretzel McFlurry. Okay. This is good. These are soul-crushing moments from kids' movies.
Oh, no. There's so many.
I know.
Yeah, it's like there's such depressing stuff in kids' movies. It's
such
crazy.
Depressing stuff. So in no particular order, I have these in no particular order, but there's one that really stands out for me. I'll play the clip, but I'll go over some of these. Okay. You guys ever remember the movie The Iron Giant?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Seen it a few times.
When the Iron Giant sacrifices himself to save a town from a nuclear strike.
I am not a bomb, yeah. Or I'm not a gun.
Yeah. E.T., when E.T. says goodbye to Elliot. He says, I'll be right here. And he touches his heart.
I think Iron Giant and E.T. are basically the same movie.
Oh, really? Toy Story 3. The toys hold the hands and accept the fact that they're about to be melted down into an incinerator.
I cried so hard.
But they survive.
Yeah. But they like the way that they hold hands and they're like accept the fact that they're going to be done.
Inside Out.
Oh,
Riley's imaginary friend, Bing Bong, the pink elephant, realizes that she doesn't need him anymore, basically sacrifices himself.
Yes.
Okay.
Land Before Time. I remember this part. Do you remember Land Before Time? Brutal. Littlefoot almost gets eaten by a T-Rex and sees his friends die in an earthquake and then has to watch his mother slowly die. Do you remember that?
I don't remember
that's
that.
That's a sad movie.
Up. Watching Carl's devastation when his wife Ellie dies.
The opening five minutes of Up is amazing and terrifyingly sad.
Have any of you guys ever seen Old Yeller?
No.
Okay, Old Yeller is a Disney movie. It's about a family with a dog, a beautiful yellow golden retriever that they love. But the dog saves a kid from wild boars. And the dog gets rabies.
Oh.
And the kid has to get a shotgun and kill his own dog.
What?
It's the worst.
That's a kid movie.
He's a little kid. He's got the rifle and he's got to put the dog's in a corral and he puts the rifle through the hole of the corral and he's crying, I love you, Old Yeller. I love you, Old Yeller. It's Disney. Disney. Rated G, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Bambi, the death of Bambi's mom.
How is that not number one? That's so sad.
I'll show you what's number one. This is number one for me. And I'm going to play it for you. Just listen carefully as this movie plays out in your brain.
Scar! Brother, help me!
Long live the king.
Right here.
Dad! Dad? Dad, come on. You gotta get up. Dad.
Right?
We gotta go home.
It makes you want to cry.
Freaking Darth Vader not moving.
So sad.
I know. Hey, what do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Oh, my God.
Nadia, follow that.
Well, this is a little controversial. This is why I bring in the room, because I don't believe of any of us, actually anybody on the show, is really chronically late for anything, right? We're a pretty on-time show.
I can't stand being late.
Yeah.
But I was looking at these job tips, and there were two that really struck me from this Indeed.com website. One of them is if you want to make a power stance in a meeting, when you walk into whatever boardroom or whatever conference room you're in, stand at the door and say, hey, everybody, stand there for a second. And then that gives you like a stronger authoritative presence. Cost you nothing. Just stand in the doorway for a second.
You mean why if you're late?
No, not if you're late. But this is just when you walk into the room. Now, if you're late, this is what Indeed.com says. If you're late for a meeting in a conference room for a big group of people, be later. By stopping by and getting them coffee and bagels, because they will think the reason that you're late is because you got the coffee and the bagels. And nobody dislikes anybody that brings them free food.
That's
what
true.
If the meeting's at 4 in the afternoon?
This doesn't cover that. Well, then some kind of snack.
Yes, I
thought, what if you're meeting in a restaurant? Well, who's late for a restaurant? Nobody's late at a restaurant.
You show up at a restaurant with coffee and bagels?
I've got coffee.
I heard this on John Jane Rich the other day. The meeting's at Einstein's.
So just regular workplace conference room. If you're going to be late, Indeed says be a little later and give a little treat. And that's all up at johnjanerich.com.
I feel like that would totally work.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Agree. John Jane Rich.
John Jane and Rich.
Sheena.
Yes, hello.
Okay, Sheena wrote me a DM that was so awesome. And it was reference to our podcast, right? You were listening to yesterday's Afterwards, right?
All about that experience with the little girl and the having to get a COVID test. And I totally related to every moment of his day.
And then there was something that was said. I think I said, I go, how do single moms do it? How do single moms pull it off, right?
Yes.
And what did you say to me?
Well, that just really spoke to me because I thought, man, let me tell him. I'm a single mom of four, so I wrote you a list, 10 things. Number one, we pray a lot, like nonstop. Number two, we rely on the kindness of family, friends, and strangers. Number three, we swallow our pride and practice humility. Number four, we alter our whole lives including our professions, to accommodate caring for our children. We live paycheck to paycheck. We learn frugality. We work hard to stay positive for our children. We do without a lot so that they can have things. We are stressed. We are stressed people, man. And then the most important thing we do is we pay it all forward, all the kindness that we receive. We pay it forward to others, to other single moms especially, because we understand and we thank God every day for what we have.
You're amazing. Mm. Like, I just feel like bowing down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
100%. Right. That's such good lessons for everyone.
Yeah, so strong.
Thanks, but don't make me cry.
Oh, no, you are amazing.
I mean, love that.
Now it's like, I mean, Nick was telling his story, and it's like Nick was stressed out. We're like, man, how you think about that? How does a single mom do it? And it was like, Nick, a year from now, you're gonna have two kids. She has four, and she's a single mom. Way to go, Sheena.
Yeah,
way to go.
And they're all girls, so just imagine.
Oh my gosh,
a lot of emotions.
But hearing that you were a single mom of four kids, when you're listening to the podcast and hearing about Nick's rough day with one little infant, don't you look down on Nick now?
Totally. She's like, oh, one kid. Oh,
flat
and
tire.
Have a wife.
Yeah, don't you like look at Nick? Like, you look at Nick and you're like, what are you? Like, come on.
Deal with it.
Get it together.
Oh, poor Nick. No, not really. I was actually sympathizing with him. So I'm a respite care provider for a little girl with MLD, which is a disease that attacks the nervous system. So she's terminal. Oh. And I'm finishing my degree in early child care education. So I've worked with kids pretty much my whole life. So I understood every moment of that. And I actually felt for him, but I also laughed.
You do this job where you work with a child with a terminally ill disease. I mean, and Nick edits audio.
Yes.
And you still and you're raising four kids on your own. So yeah, again, getting back to what I said, don't you look down on me.
You're
the worst. And I still gotta get to the podcast later today.
Think about how pissed you would have been if you'd have known the podcast was posted 2 hours later or not up in time. And here you are, just railing all over me.
I'd be like, Nick, it's not like you're a single mom with four kids. Whatever happened. Are you a single mom with four kids? No? Okay, get it up.
Nick, you have no idea. I just yelled at John Jay, 2 weeks ago for you guys. You guys went on vacation. And for some reason, I didn't realize you had. I listened to you guys every single day. So, and I follow all of you on Instagram. So I messaged him on Instagram and yelled at him because I was like, why are there no podcasts this week? What's going on? I have nothing to listen to in the morning.
And then
later on in the day, I had to go back and go, oh, I'm really sorry. I just realized you're on vacation.
You know what that tells me?
What?
So whoever edited those best of shows did a hell of a job that people couldn't tell.
That's right. Hey, didn't I compliment you on that?
He did.
Yeah, I did.
He did.
Yeah, you can do it again if you
I
like.
Did.
He doesn't do that.
You're not even single. You're not even a single dad, dude.
You get no break here.
You're not going to win this one, Nick.
All right, Sheena, you are awesome. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your list.
You're beautiful. Welcome. Okay, bye-bye. You guys have a great day.
What?
Judge Ainrich.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's going on? I know you got something juicy happening.
I really do, but I need to give you some background because I need you guys to be as angry as I am.
Okay, what happened?
Okay. So back in 2018, my marriage ended. During a lot of self-reflecting, I started dating again. Late last year, I met this amazing girl who swept me off my feet. Things were getting pretty serious over the next few months. One night, she even spoke to my grandparents, which was super important to me. In February, she booked us a trip to Vegas for Valentine's Day. I was super excited because, I have not had a Valentine's Day in years. 3 days before the trip, she came over. We talked about our plans. She kissed me and said she loved me, couldn't wait. Later that day, she broke up with me over a text message, and I was, completely shocked. She said she even wanted to cancel the trip, and her reasoning behind it was last time she was there was with her grandma who passed. But I knew that there was more. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. She said she was sorry, still wanted me in her life. I decided to go alone. I cried on the plane and, like, everywhere I went. But my first night there, I won $800 in slots, so that was, like, pretty cool. Until I ran into her there.
What?
Out of all the places, I had just, like, got my, like, dinner. Like, I went to Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, and I was just, like, walking down, and she was there. And I was shaking. I was so hurt. And I was like, what? Like, this girl just said she loved me, like, and she still goes on the trip. And to this day, I have so many questions. Like, what on earth, you know? So I was sitting home alone one night having a glass of wine and a giant Filiberto's burrito. And I was like, you know what? I cannot get over this. I cannot shake it. So I was like, I'm going to try something. And I realized it's very crazy, but I got into her Facebook in two tries. And I found out she was cheating on me. I found other messages from girls with, like, similar stories as mine. And I was, like, livid. My friends are also, like, really upset because they knew how hard it was for me to start dating again after my divorce. So when I got into her Facebook, they automatically was just, like, text me and just said revenge. And so, like, 80% say revenge and the rest say, like, leave it. But I'm still so angry. And I'm like, what should I do?
I have a couple questions about your story, first of all, okay? Do you guys remember, did you see something about Mary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You remember when Ben Stiller was crying and he's walking and crying?
Mm-hmm.
I picture you doing that in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like,
so
like walking, you're what, crying in Vegas? Then you're playing the slot machines, you're playing blackjack, and you're crying. You're like, all by yourself. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, it's so
she
sad.
Said way worse, too.
When you're at, I ate at Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, too. Did you get the beef Wellington?
I did not. I just got the biggest burger I can get.
Oh, you're supposed to get the beef Wellington. That's his thing. That's like what he's famous for. That's like
I just was burgering it up all weekend.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I don't hate the Filiberto's move either.
Sounds good.
Oh, no, Filiberto's is good.
No, those are both good moves.
I mean, we all want to give you our advice, but Kyle, Suzette, what do you want? One of you guys want to go first?
I mean, what is to get revenge?
I honestly, like, want to, like, expose her for the next girl because I found, like, 10 messages from other girls. It's just, like, she just cheats. She does awful, awful things. I want to screenshot these messages from all these girls and, like, just post it on her wall. And, like, I know that sounds crazy, but I'm still so hurt, and I know that a lot of these other girls are so hurt as well. So I just don't know what to do. Like, I have full access.
Suzette, what's your advice?
Honestly, the way that I am, I wouldn't want to give that person any of my energy. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want them to see me bothered or angry or upset because I would feel like they don't deserve that. And you're the one that, like, is winning because you dodged the bullet. You don't want to be with someone like that. You didn't waste time with them. Now it's the time to walk away and it's like, hey, you're lost. I'm not putting any energy towards this. Bye. I'm moving on. You keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to let the universe take care of you. The truth always comes out to the light, and I'm out.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
At the same time.
Mm. It's so nice to be petty.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you know, I would just go for it. Just do it, and then deuces, and walk away.
I know. It's so much fun.
You can see both sides.
Hopefully that may teach her a lesson.
I have to tell you, I think there's this saying, and I can't remember exactly how it went. Revenge is best served on a plate that's cold. You know, like, just wait. You know, you go on and get a great relationship. You go on and be happy. You know, these other people, let them figure it out. Also, this person that's hurting you, that hurt you, she's miserable. She is sad. So it's like you're already winning there. So let her live in her misery. Mm-hmm. Let the other people figure it out. I can't speak for everybody here, but I think that we've all been in a situation where you want that revenge. Mm-hmm. Like I feel that way right now with competitors in the radio market that we're in. You know, I think there's so many low ball scumbags out there that come at us all the time, you know? So you just got to take the high road. So if I were you, I would take the high road and don't post anything. I mean, I think for fun, if you still want to read messages that she's got on there and do that, but don't post anything, don't change anything, don't let anybody know anything, and just live your life. And maybe not even go to Facebook. Just live your life and be the best person you can be, and watch every once in a while, check up on them, and you'll see them living in misery.
Yeah.
You're right.
At the same time.
Oh, no. You gotta rise above. And then
that is maybe your closure. You guys, you're looking at this all wrong.
But if you let it continue to sting you and burn you, yeah, that's no good.
Mm-hmm. You know, people that usually cheat is because they're insecure about themselves. They need, you know.
Or horny.
Or just bad people. Yeah. I mean, they, you know, that's the thing too. Just bad people that don't care about hurting people.
Anyway, you check in with us and let us know what's up. Watch, you're going to call us in a couple weeks. Oh my God, not going to believe this. And tell us something horrible happened to her. And we're going to be like, yay.
Oh my God. Who said rise above?
Yay, told you.
Rising above.
I told you. But that she got her legs amputated. Yay. All right, Sarah, thank you.
All right, guys, thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Hey, Morgan, good morning. Good Morgan. Get it?
Good Morgan.
Hey, Morgan. Good Morgan. Good morning.
Good Morgan.
Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. What can we do for you?
I heard about your Forgive Me Friday, and I love where you guys are going with it, but I had something a little unconventional and thought who better to do something unconventional with than you guys.
Okay. How can we help you?
I have a sister that I would love to apologize to and ask for forgiveness from, but unfortunately, she's no longer with us. She passed away from suicide 3 years ago.
So sorry.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I wasn't sure if that was something you guys could help me with.
Oh, of course. I think it's important to get that stuff out, especially if it's, you know, stopping you from getting closure.
Of course. And I hate to say anything in that realm of closure. I just don't believe, with all the therapy I've gone through, I don't believe closure really exists. Mm-hmm. But the closer you can feel to that person, and there's so many people out there that are hurting who've suffered suicide loss and even other unexpected traumatic losses, that it is so important for us to ask them for forgiveness and mm-hmm. to feel like we can get that forgiveness so we can move forward with our lives and not be held back.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your sister?
My sister was an amazing, interesting individual. A 24-year-old, beautiful redhead with smile that dentists love to put on their billboards. And she was an engineer and unfortunately was in a pretty violent, bad domestic violence relationship. And lucky for us, she had just escaped about a month prior to all of this happening. And as they say, the first 3 months of a woman leaving a domestic violence relationship are the most rocky for them when they feel so insecure. And unfortunately, there was just that one more conversation that the two of them had, and it didn't go the way that she had wanted. And she decided that that was the only way out.
Oh, it's terrible.
Devastating.
What's your sister's name?
Stephanie.
And were you guys fighting at the time? Were you not speaking?
No, we weren't. There just weren't any signs. I guess in retrospect, there were, but nobody saw them. So a lot of the times I blame myself, as most survivors do. So that's what we want forgiveness for not seeing those signs mm-hmm. and not realizing that person was struggling so bad. And hopefully yeah. they realize in their afterlife that we were doing the best we could with what we had at the time.
Well, why don't you use our show to talk right to her? You said you wanted to do something unorthodox, so go for
it. Of course. All right. Well, I'm going to apologize for any tears coming my way and any tears of people driving right now. But Stephanie, I love you dearly. There's nothing more I would love to tell you face to face, although that can't happen. But I want you to forgive me for not seeing all those signs that you had thrown out at us, even though we might not have been paying attention. I apologize for not asking more often how things were going with you as opposed to focusing on the breakup and the domestic violence. I apologize for trying to keep your memory alive. I don't know if that's something you'd even want so much, but there are so many people out there who love you, and even more now so that you've passed, that have heard your story and learned from you, and it's helped save other people's lives that I know of already. So I hope that's something you can forgive me for. And additionally, I would want you to forgive me for just not being a better sister in ways that I wish I could sometimes. But also, I forgive you
And I think that's even more important because I forgive you for being secretive and not talking about all the mental health issues. I know that's very difficult. And oftentimes we don't realize that there are other people out there going through the exact same thing that we're going through. So I forgive you for not being able to talk about those. I forgive you for leaving me when I needed you the most and not saying goodbye and not writing a letter. But I want you to know that I love you and I'm not angry with you anymore. And I very much so value you and you are with me all day, every day. And there's not a day that your name does not come out of my mouth. And I hope that your story can continue to help others around you because you are a blessing, as are so many out there. So I love you.
Wow. Morgan, that was powerful. You know, this is a good reminder to check on, you know, the people you love.
Check on the people that you don't think to check on, because those are the people that need to be checked on the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes the people that seem like they're doing the best may be doing the worst.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they put a facade. I'm not afraid to admit I'm actually diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and I don't hide it whatsoever. I'm, I guess, loud and proud, if you may, because I want to be able to help other people out there that are suffering who might not have had those same resources. So I'm very much alive in the mental health as well as the suicide awareness community because I don't want anyone to go through this. And it's heartbreaking to have to lose your sister, but think of all those parents that have lost a child. I don't want anyone to ever go through that again.
So it's so sad that she was out of that relationship, that she'd gotten clear of it, that she'd gotten the strength to make the move in one more conversation with somebody who was trying to just whittle her down to nothing worked on her.
Of course.
Well, look what you've done to our cute little segment.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
No.
I just want to affect them positively and open their eyes about the world is a beautiful place, but it has some ugly in it.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm glad you called us, Morgan. Thank you.
And I appreciate you guys for letting me get that off my chest.
Like I said when I started, good Morgan.
Yeah, guten Morgen in German.
Morgan, God bless you. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling our show.
Thank you guys for being you. I appreciate you.
I'm pretty sure you just affected a lot of people and changed some lives and saved some lives. Have a great day.
You too.
God bless.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're going to play 4 Second Rule. Grant is our contestant. Angela. Oh, no, Grant is our host. Angela is our contestant. Woo! Hello, Angela.
Hello.
You are playing for Iggy Azalea Pitbull tickets. We're playing the very popular game called the 4 Second Rule.
Arguably the most popular game show aside next to ADD Trivia.
That's what I hear.
I actually hear differently, but okay.
All right, Grant, how do we play?
Well, it's very easy, very fun. I had a sound effect. I'm not sure if it's up on the wall yet. Things have been kind of crazy this morning.
What's the sound effect?
Oh, it's. I think it's here. Got it? Okay.
That sounds like the music bed from Among Us.
It's actually from Fortnite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of the lobbies from Fortnite. Can I borrow a pen, Kyle?
Sure.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Maybe if you want to admit that your game isn't as good as Celebrity Who Said That.
Shots fired. So basically, I'm going to go around the room, ask everyone to name 3 things in 4 seconds. And if you can, you'll hear that.
All right.
We ready?
Yes.
All right, John J. Van S. Jake is going back to school. He needs some tips. So in 4 seconds, give me 3 reasons to miss class, John Jay.
Hungover, studying, and golfing.
Oh.
No.
No points for that.
I don't know.
See, that's all pregnant. She's making sound effects. Yeah.
That's what I sound like.
No points for John Jay yet. Rich Barrow, we move over to you. Rich, in 4 seconds, name 3 things you'd find under your kitchen sink.
Dishwashing detergent, sponges, and a mop head.
Mop head, I'd put that in the closet, but I will give it to you anyway.
Swiffer wet jet.
I'm not judging you for your organization.
You know what I thought? I like to annoy people sometimes. You know what I thought would be really fun to do? It's annoying. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show you guys.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to annoy you guys for fun.
I love it.
Don't you always?
Suzette Rodriguez.
I know, right? I do.
Suzette, past or present? In 4 seconds, name 3 of John Jay's dogs.
Charlie, Joey.
Ooh, tough one.
There's one with the L.
Lolly.
I wasn't sure it was Lily.
She has tumors and cancer. Lola. She's 13 and she might have to be put down. Thanks for bringing it up, Grant.
You're welcome.
Is that how you're going to annoy her?
That's the way.
I'm having a sad story for everything I said.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. No point. Rich is the only one on the board so far. Kyle, in 4 seconds, name 3 things you'd put on toast.
Butter.
Peanut butter and
jelly.
Jelly.
You are so annoying. It really threw me off.
You're the winner of the annoying game. Kyle on the board with 1 point, tied with Rich Barra. Angela,
okay.
In 4 seconds, name 3 Lady Gaga songs.
Wow.
There we go.
Angela came to play.
Came to play today. Good
Jello,
job.
Jello, she said.
After round one, Rich, Kyle, Angela tied with 1 point. John Jay, we move over to you for round two.
Okay.
Expert question here. John Jay, in 4 seconds, name 3 brands of nose spray.
Dude,
are you kidding?
You have like 8 of them in your bag.
This is your life.
Not even one?
I mean, you've got 9 of them. 9 of them in your backpack.
They're
another
all,
dozen in your glove
they're
box.
They're all unmarked.
All right.
They're all under the table, over the counter, under the counter, whatever they call it. Wow.
Shout out for John Jay today. No points on the board.
No.
Rich Barra, we're all on our way to space. Rich Barra, in 4 seconds, name 3 famous aliens. Marvin the Martian. I don't even know any other ones. Superman, E.T.
Dude.
That would have been hard.
That was hard.
All right.
It was like aliens?
Suzette Rodriguez. Mario Golf is still a very serious problem in my household. So, in 4 seconds, Suzette, name 3 types of golf clubs.
I don't know any. I'm gonna get Kyle to try to help me, but
very good. 0
the
points.
Horrible teed list.
0 points for Kyle, or for excuse me, Suzette. 1 point for Kyle. All right, Kyle. Suzette's having a baby any day now. Name 3 toys that are potential choking hazards.
Legos. Small cars.
Yes.
Good round. I love that. Kyle, Rich, Angela still tied up. Angela, in 4 seconds.
Yes,
all right. Name 3 actors whose first name is Kevin.
Kevin Hart.
a little late there, Angela. A little late. Hey, but we have a 3-way tie between Rich, Kyle, Angela. Name is your buzzer here. In 4 seconds, name is your buzzer. Buzzing first. 3 things you see in the sky. Who can answer it?
Me? Right now?
Yeah, sure.
Go, Angela.
Oh, okay. 3 things I see in the sky, blue, clouds,
ghosts. Yes!
Yeah!
Did she say ghosts? I have no idea what she said there, but
there.
You did.
In the sky?
Angela's won.
Win.
Now back to John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
Toys R Us is coming back! Woo! Remember when they closed down? I was so sad.
Good quality products. The product quality of toys nowadays is like, ugh.
I know. Well, they're going to be opening not in their own standalone stores, but they're opening in 400 Macy locations across the United States starting next year. We'll see. This is literally their third attempt at a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
They do not quit, but yeah, we'll have to wait and see what happens on this one. Third time's a charm, though. That's what they say. This is kind of funny because we always talk about how things come full circle, like they realize like the old ways are actually maybe better. Like now they're saying there's a lot of like really young people that are like, don't text me, like make a phone call, talk to me.
Oh, it's going back to that.
Things like that. And now this reminds me of that. Amazon plans to open several large retail locations throughout the United States. If only I could find this stuff online in like a store.
That's what you were saying like 2 years ago.
I know. Exactly. So, yeah, but they're not going to be like as large as department stores, but pretty big properties. So like,
people really are saying, call me now?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other night I was having dinner at this restaurant and I text my friend like, hey, I'm here with so-and-so. He says you're ignoring him. And he calls me.
what?
And I'm like, what are you doing?
You know, sometimes it's just faster to make easier. The phone call.
It's okay,
like, if
John
there's
Jay.
Something you have to explain, it's like, that's a lot to text. I'd rather just like say it and be done in about 30 seconds.
He called me and I go, hey, I'm in the restaurant. It's loud. I can't talk. I'll call you later. And I didn't call him later.
Of course you didn't. This is not a pair that I think anyone would put together, but there is a mayonnaise brand and a brewery that have collaborated to create their ultimate beer to pair with mayo. Yeah, it's called Duke's Mayonnaise. They teamed up with Virginia Champion Brewery Company. You know, some people like themselves some mayo, so mayo beer, who knew, might be a thing. And that's three things you need to know.
Suzette's maternity pictures, and then Kyle tried to beat up, what do you call it, guard gate?
Security arm.
And Mr. Carr banged up her car. The picture is johnjayandrich.com.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.